We always say that love can find you in the most random of places, right?
Yeah, you just got to be ready for it, or at least keep your eyes open to recognize it.
Yeah, it's 99.7 EJX. That doesn't necessarily mean you should be searching for that love while you're on the job, like in this Setting the Bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do.
Okay. If you can manage to make it through the day without checking Tinder while you're in an active police situation, when you're the police, then you're doing okay.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Are we on a stakeout? Is there some time to kill?
It's an active SWAT operation. It's going down.
Okay.
And there was, there was overhead surveillance,
mm-hmm.
like maybe a drone or something like that.
Okay.
But it captured what looked like a sergeant, because he had a SGT on his jacket, swiping through three women's dating profiles on his phone while he was positioned from a barricaded suspect.
That is not a good look. Listen, I understand there can be downtime.
But not in an active SWAT situation.
An active SWAT situation
the wrong time.
A great time to go scrolling for dates.
From WRAL.
You see him scrolling through that woman's profile on the app before swiping left, and then swiping left two more times.
Wait, is
swipe right or swipe left? Which one?
I don't know.
Is swipe left like no? I think swipe left is no.
It might be no.
Swipe right is like yes.
Maybe, but did he try to say, oh, there were suspects?
So
I was researching suspects? Is that what he was trying to say, maybe?
No. Sheriff's office said this behavior does not reflect the standards, expectations, or policy of our department. We have initiated an internal investigation.
They had a connection to like who we were staking out.
But yeah, you just see him. He's just kind of like behind one of the tactical vehicles, just kind of like going... Just with his thumb.
Is he making facial expressions like, oh,
you can't see it. You can't see his facial expressions.
All right.
But the surveillance camera can clearly see, like, over the shoulder, like, these women that he's swiping on.
Oh, buddy.
Not the right time. Not the right time.
Buddy, I know it's lonely.
It's lonely.
I know maybe your job makes it tough to meet people.
Sure. Yeah.
But maybe.
That's not the time or the place.
During an active SWAT situation.
Yeah, let's not do it then. Okay?
Let's wait until maybe our lunch break.
I'm not sitting here thinking I know every ins and outs of an active police situation.
Nope. But I feel like maybe our attention needs to be focused on the
optics,
task at hand.
The optics are not great.
It looks like maybe you're not paying total attention to what's going on.
All right. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without swiping Tinder when you're on an active police situation.
Can you imagine the meeting? The meeting's like, you were doing what?
Dave. Come on. Come on now.
Dave.
Come on now.
Help us help you. Listen, you know we got eyes in the sky. We got eyes everywhere.
Yes.
What are you doing?
What's the weirdest or most awkward place you found a date?
That's going to be tough to beat.
That might be tough to beat.
That's
I'd like
really
to hear your stories, though. I will say, though, that Amy already sent us a voice note.
Great.
And I'm excited to hear that.
Great.
All right. So 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories on the way next. That's your Setting the Bar story.